Everyone has questions. Why am I here? Where will I go when I die? Is there really truth? But not everyone has biblical answers. Welcome to The Pastor Study, a ministry of pastorstudy.org. Join us now as we study the Bible to draw closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here is Pastor Tom Brock.
Welcome to The Pastor's Study. A few years ago, we did a story about a Muslim that came to Christ. And if you go to our website, pastorstudy.org, you can see all of our TV shows there for free. But this show got the most response by far of any show we've ever done. So I thought we'd have him back and go at it again. I want to introduce you. Hi, Farhad.
Hi, how are you, Pastor?
Farhad is the only Muslim that I've ever baptized. He converted to Christ. So what I want to do on this program, we're going to hear his story. We're going to hear what exactly do Muslims believe. And then we're going to ask the question, how do we share Christ with our Muslim friends? So Farhad, how did you were raised in Afghanistan?
Yes, I was born in Afghanistan, that's right.
And then you came here when you were
I lived when I was 15. I actually escaped from Afghanistan and went to Pakistan for a while, for a couple of years, came to Minnesota.
Okay.
Yes, and I was a Muslim.
You raised Muslim.
Yes, a practicing Muslim.
How did you come to Christ?
You know, that was, this is a really $1 million question because I've been praying a lot to Allah most of the time because I was a Muslim. And I knew about Jesus, that Jesus is the greatest prophet, and he's not the son of God. I believe that. I was basically taught that way when I...
He's not the son of God. God does not have a son, according to Muslims.
No, absolutely not. It's a blasphemy to Allah and to the Muslim world if you say Jesus is the son of God. He's the greatest prophet. So I believed in that. But God put a few people in my life that talked to Jesus about me. You know, and I got married, got divorced, went through a really trial in my life. And God put some people talking about Jesus, and I got shocked. I was nervous, scared, never believed that. And to be honest with you, I put Christianity down, Christian people. I said, they're irrational. How could they believe Jesus is the Son of God? I didn't, you know, mock them and everything. But there was one time that I'm sitting here, I had the Quran about this thick, voluminous on my right side, and my wife brought me something from the Voice of the Martyr. There was a magazine that they're sending overseas and talking
it's
about
persecution
people
of Christian
persecution
magazine.
Of Christian magazine, and I was reading that, and I flipped the pages, something I read in John chapter 16, and I know you know that, but Jesus said there's going to be a time that they're going to do a lot of killing, shedding blood, but they think they're providing service or serving God, but I tell you what, they do not know my Father nor me. Mm-hmm. As soon as I read that, it's something like a light bulb just the back of my hand off, and I said, what? That's what Muslim people do. They do. They behead a Christian, and they put them in prison, and they're killing people. They think that they're going to inherit a place in the kingdom of God in
right,
heaven.
For killing Christians.
And I said, I can't believe this.
Yes.
So I said, okay, well, I challenged myself. I went back to the Quran mm-hmm. and flipped the pages to see actually how the Quran defined Jesus. Mm-hmm. The Quran said Jesus is the greatest prophet. He's coming back. He's immaculate. You know, conceive immaculately, Mary didn't have any... I mean, all the definition that we know about Christ, his character, his holiness, divinity, and yet he was not actually died on the cross. God put somebody, Allah, similar to Jesus, on the cross, but Jesus was already ascended.
Yeah,
and
so they,
right now, he's sitting on the right hand of God, but not the Father.
Right.
It's a blasphemy to call God a Father.
Uh-huh.
And I said, wait a minute. Jesus, and also in the Quran.
Wait, just let me stop you.
Yes.
So Muslims, they believe Jesus is a prophet. They don't believe he's God. They don't believe he's the Son of God. They don't believe he died on the cross.
So there, and there's a vastly different than what we believe and what Muslim people
right.
believe.
But although, they do believe he was born of a virgin.
Absolutely.
So that's, although, it's kind of mixed up.
Absolutely. In our culture, they're saying that, well, there's one God. It doesn't matter what religion you are. when you look at Christianity and Islam, hugely different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Muslims.
Muslims
think,
they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
No,
they don't believe,
and they think that Christians believe in three gods.
And three gods.
And we
and
don't. We believe don't. In one God
we
and three persons.
One God, triune God, so, God the Father, right. God the Son, God the Holy
so
Spirit.
So you start seeing this.
The thing that really struck me and kind of awoke my conscience was the fact that it says Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Spirit of God. The Quran says that Jesus, Isa, alayhi salam, be peace upon him, is the Word of God. Kalimatullah. Allah means God. Kalima means Word, the Word of God.
Okay.
Boom.
Uh-huh.
Okay, he's the Word of God. The Bible says that. John 1st, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Chapter 1, the Gospel of John. And
right.
It said Jesus is the Spirit of God. Ruh Allah. Allah means God. Ruh means Spirit.
Okay.
Jesus. I said, wait a minute. This is what the Bible says. So I said, I'm going to put a hold on the Quran. I shut the Quran, closed it. I opened the Bible, and I was reading John chapter 16. And then I said, I'm going to read chapter 1, John. In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word is with God.
And I got really nervous. Uh-huh. Word is capital. Logo means it's the Word of God. I said, wait a minute. So Jesus actually created the world into,
existence.
Yeah, existence. Yeah. By his Word.
Yes.
And the Word was God. And I loved John when he didn't stop it there. He said, the Word was God. The Word is God.
And the Word became flesh.
That really emphatically underscored the divinity of Christ.
So is that when you kind of started getting converted?
It converted, and I read it, but actually I started crying. I cried for about 2-3 hours.
You did?
And I told my wife, I said, I can't. After that, I never looked back. Every time I talk about Jesus, when people are asking me, and I was crying, and I told my wife always, Susan, you know her, and I said, would you take over for me? Because I just can't.
And then you came to me and you want
to
get baptized.
Came to you and I called. We were looking for a really biblically sound church.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we heard you on the radio with Todd Friel back good old days, right?
Yeah.
And she said, Farhad, we got to go to this Hope Lutheran Church, 5300 Emerson.
North Minneapolis.
I'm not advertising this church, but if you are,
I will.
Go
it's
there.
A good church. There we go.
Pastor Tom Brock was a pastor at that time, and I called him, and I explained. I gave him your story, my story to you. And he said, why don't you come to church? I said, no, I want to be baptized. I was very adamant, and I said, I want to be baptized. He said, are you sure? He said, well, Farhad, I tell you what, why don't you come to my office first?
Did I?
We're going to talk about it.
I don't remember that.
Come on here
all
to
right.
my office. I love that. So I came and we talked. He said, okay, so I think you're ready because you wanted to make sure it is not emotionally motivated or I'm not in a state of euphoria.
Yeah.
Because some people get emotionally charged.
But I loved it that you wanted to be baptized.
Absolutely.
And I want to say this. If you're watching this, you've never been baptized, you need to get baptized.
You need to get baptized. Right. That's important.
So you got baptized.
I got baptized in front of the congregation. I think that was the second service. A lot of people showed up. The congregation was huge. I got baptized, and I got calm and composed, and I let the Holy Spirit really work. And it took me a while to start leading
and
the
now,
Bible class.
You're still at Hope Lutheran Church, and you lead a Bible study.
I'm leading a Bible every Sunday at 10:15, and I've been doing it now for almost 3 years. I get my material ready Saturday. I spend 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
And God is working in me. And let me tell you.
Let me make a plug.
Absolutely.
For this. You know, everybody, I was at Hope for 29 years, Hope Lutheran Church, 5300 Emerson Avenue, North Minneapolis. But now, I just do the TV show, but it's still a great church. So this show will be shown all over the country. If you're in Minneapolis and you don't have a good church, Hope Lutheran Church, 5200, see, I've been gone a while, 5200 Emerson Avenue North, and you can join.
Absolutely.
So Farhad, all right, so then you got converted. You started walking with the Lord, still walking with the Lord.
Absolutely.
Now, I think it'll help our people for us to review. Let's do the history first.
Yes.
Christianity, Jesus died on the cross about 33 AD,
absolutely.
Rose from the dead, and then from 33 AD throughout the centuries, the
there
church
was a big
grows.
Gap. There was, yeah, the
when did
grew.
Muhammad show up?
Muhammad was in the 600s, that he was a young man. His dad died, and his custody went to his grandfather, Abu Muttalib. And he died, and then when he was 20, 25, he actually started working for a Jewish woman. Khadija was her
Muhammad
name.
Did?
Muhammad did. She was 45, he was 25, I think. They got engaged and he got married, and he started working for her. And so he was a very Muslim law-abiding citizen. He always went
but
to
there
Allah.
But there wasn't Islam yet.
There wasn't Islam. He was going to the mountain to pray to Allah. When you look really back, Allah was the god of moon, moon god.
Moon god, okay?
And you're probably going to deep into it, study it, you'll find out. And he was going and worshiping and everything. And one day he went to the mountain, was worshiping to Allah. And now that's his narrative. He told his wife later.
Uh-huh.
That's what happened to him. He saw a hand came, grab him, choked him, right? Grab his neck, choked him, and said, tell that you cannot read, but you are made human, made from the blood clot. And Allah is your God. You're a Muslim. Submit yourself to Allah. You are now a prophet. Well, that's what it told him. That's the angel. He believed that was Angel Gabriel.
Okay.
Now, when you look at the history of all the prophets, none of the prophet was forced or choked. Okay, an angel is supposed to bring a good news.
Uh-huh.
Bringing a good news in a negative narrative,
okay,
to me, that's a little bit defective right from the get-go. So he was shaking, he was nervous, and came home, told this story to his wife. His wife said, well, you're a prophet. You're a Muslim. Muslim means a person of Islam who submit to God.
Submit.
Islam means submission to Allah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Flat out, there's no God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we believe.
Yeah.
And then he started practicing that. So actually, looking back, what he said, his wife was the first Jewish woman who converted to Islam after listening to Muhammad, what Muhammad said.
Mm-hmm.
And she became Muslim. And then he acquired some people to get his wording
and
out.
And there were wars. They had four.
Absolutely. Remember, we have Matthew, Luke, Mark, John.
Uh-huh.
He also gathered four Khalifa.
Okay.
Okay. Usman, Omar, Ali, and
what are these leaders?
The leaders. Abu Bakr said there's a four caliph, they call them disciples.
Okay.
So when you look at it, plagiarize the Bible.
Okay. Didn't the, am I right on this? Didn't he have like a vision in a cave where he sweat?
And that's the one that he was nervous, shaking, he was shivering.
And Gabriel gave him the Quran?
Gave him, the Quran means recitation.
Okay.
Gabriel told him to recite.
Okay.
That God will choose you. You're the man of God. It means recitation.
Right.
So it didn't give him a paper, but later his disciple put his wording together.
Gotcha.
And they made the Quran slowly, and it's made of two chapters, two sections.
This is all happening in Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia. The first section is surah, means the word coming from Allah.
Okay.
Surah in English means chapter, in Arabic means surah. And also hadith, you probably are familiar with that. Hadith, what Muhammad said about Allah, about
the
surah.
That's
also incorporated in the Quran.
Okay.
It's called the word of Muhammad, hadith.
And
that's what they believe in Islam. In order to, they believe in literal hell and heaven.
Uh-huh.
They believe that.
And the way,
like,
how do you get saved in
to
Islam?
Get there, you have to work very hard.
Good works.
And at the end, good work. God is most compassionate, most merciful. Every time you page the Quran, it says there, Allah is most compassionate, most merciful. But if you do something wrong, you will be saved because your good deed, you got to add your good deeds on the scale. So think, there's an imaginary, of course, some scale in heaven, which I don't know. We don't believe that.
No.
And your good deed should outweigh your bad deed. And if that happens, you're going to go to heaven.
Right. And you know, we should say this. The only religion that teaches we're saved by God's grace on the cross and not by our good works is the Christian faith.
It's the Christianity. And that really takes God's intervention in our lives to be saved.
So this message spreads.
It spreads.
And it spreads through warfare sometimes.
Warfare. Muhammad was actually not only considered himself a prophet, he was also a political leader.
Okay.
By that, I mean that he wanted to take the land. He annexed his land in his personal interest.
So he had a lot of followers by the time he died.
Everything that fostered, promoted his personal interest, whether it was financial, relational, religious, he went out there and killed a lot of people, and he married. He had 13 wives.
Okay.
There's nothing to hide about that.
Yeah.
And they're very, very open about that, Muslim communities.
Okay. So the gospel, not real gospel, but Islam spreads. Today it's the second largest religion in the world.
Absolutely.
Number one is Christianity, but number two is Islam.
And there are a lot of good Muslims. I just want to underscore that there are a lot of cultural Muslims that they work hard, just like as Christian. They're raising kids. Just their life is predicated on moral principle. Mm-hmm. But there are fanatical Islam that they're using the Quran and killing people, and they think they're going to go to heaven.
Yeah.
I could see a dichotomy there.
What do you say to people who tell you, Farhad, Muslims, Jews, Christians, we all believe in the same God. Well, what do you say to that?
Yeah, you just have to be kind. You have to be loving, kind, affectionately sit down with them, invite them, respect them who they are as human. And Jesus said, love them. We don't love their sin, but we love him.
But you God would, created you, you'd
well, mean, absolutely. You have to. You have to be very transparent. You have to be very bold about it, lovingly bold and confident. Tell them, no, you know, it's a totally different religion.
It is not the
we
same.
We believe God.
God
the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune God. They're one. How? I don't know. There's no definition of Trinity. There's no Trinity word, but there's a definition. Jesus said that.
Yep.
So you gave them that message, but the Bible teaches us. And let the Holy Spirit change their heart and transforms them and whatever. And yeah, and you have to say that there's a huge difference. There's one God. If you believe the true God, you will believe in Jesus.
Right.
And ask him to open up the eyes of your heart.
Well,
I always say that.
So Farhad, I'm a Christian.
Right.
For me, it's heresy, false teaching to say that Jesus isn't God. But if you're a Muslim,
that is also
it's false teaching to say
absolutely.
That he is God. So how can we still believe the same thing?
There's
antithetically differently.
Yes. There, on the one hand, we are so close because it's from Abraham, right?
Yeah.
It's religion, Islam, Christianity, and Jewish there. And yet, we're miles away.
And here's where it gets...
there's a huge gap.
Well, here's what gets... You know, the devil's tricky.
Right.
The Quran teaches that Jesus was born of a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches that he was a great prophet. It teaches he's coming back to judge the world.
Yes, yes.
But they deny that he's God. They deny he died on the cross. Do they deny that he rose from the dead? I think
absolutely.
They
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's like
he didn't die. He's up there, so he didn't die.
It's a very strange mixture of some truth with a lot of error.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. So you come to Christ. How did your Muslim family handle it?
Yeah. Now that was pretty tough. For me, actually, it took a lot of courage to really tell them that I put my trust and faith in Jesus, receive him as my Redeemer and Savior. And not only that, and I think that's another equation that we forget as Christian, that he is our Lord. And we have to be obedient to him. And they say, wait a minute. I'm sitting here with my wife having lunch.
And your wife's the phone rang. She's a Christian.
She's a Christian. She came with me to Christ. She was culturally Christian.
Yeah.
And that's another topic we'll discuss.
We'll bring her on someday.
Yeah, to me, and the phone rang and I picked it up. That was my sister. She said, it has been said that you put your trust in Jesus. You believe Jesus is the Son of God. And I said, I think it has been said correctly about me. I was a little bit, sarcastic, but I said, I'm going to take it one step further. He's not only the Son of God, he is God.
Did you say that?
Oh, man. Yes, I told her that she hang up the phone. I didn't hear from her for 10 years.
Oh, my.
A couple of weeks ago, she called me. She wanted to say, how are you? I miss you. And pray for that later. And I asked some people to pray for me that God, I think God is at work. God is working.
Pray for his sister.
Just making ways here to have access to Muslim brothers. And I just want to say we love you guys.
Yes.
We love Muslim. We don't have any hostility or animosity toward you. We just want you to be safe because
right.
the good work, ritualistic practices, ceremonial practices will not going to inherit the kingdom of God.
Because yeah.
God
Christ.
Doesn't need them.
You need Jesus.
You need Jesus. He's the only way. He said, I am the, I'm the way, the life, and the truth, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And I think we believe in that. I believe in that. And that's how God kind of draws you to his Son.
What,
by believing in that.
I've heard that Muslims can be some of the hardest people to convert. Do you know why that is?
You know, they're very stubborn because they have 100 faith in Muhammad, and that's the way they were raised. And that's why they're so violent in Middle East. And I'm sorry, they're not really receptive to other ideas to change that culture, their mindset. And I always say, we cannot do it by our human power. We cannot change their heart.
No.
I think we can break their stubbornness through the Holy Spirit. And we have to be praying a lot. That's the best weapon we have got.
Well, you have the inside scoop on this. So I've got neighbors three doors down that are Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Is there everybody's different. Maybe there's different ways we reach people for Christ. Is there something special I need to know about how to bring a Muslim
think,
to Christ?
I think just respect them who they are and meet their need. Jesus said, help your neighbor. And if that person is in need, and just go Somali and help them out. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's important to give them their physical need and also a spiritual need.
Okay.
And that way they're going to become more receptive in trusting you. I think we have to establish a pattern, a line of credibility first, that mm-hmm. they can trust you so they can open up. And then the Holy Spirit just navigate you and
right.
work through you.
Good.
So they can get the message comprehensively.
It can take some time.
Absolutely.
It's a relationship
yes,
needs to be built.
Yes, it's a step-by-step process. I'm not saying that's going to happen overnight, but they're going to realize that eventually.
We had a missionary on this show recently, and I've heard this through the years too, and he affirmed it, that because some nations are so close to Christianity where, you know, you can lose your life if you turn to Christ, and there's certain Muslim nations that have so tightly gripped that nation that they don't allow missionaries. So Muslims are having dreams where they're seeing Jesus.
And there are some Muslim, Jesus appears in their vision, their dream, yes.
Yeah.
And they put their trust. That way, of course, Jesus worked with them one-on-one.
Yes.
And they can escape. Okay, inevitably, they're going to put their trust in Jesus.
Yeah.
But there are other ways that Jesus used us as his vessel and his ambassador to go out there. And I call it the battlefield. And that's what we are right now.
What? Farhad, have your mom and dad alive? Or
no, my dad died as I was growing up. I think I was 7 years old. My mom died in 1998.
Did she ever come to Christ? No.
But I do remember every time I was angry, and she always sat me down and she gave me this story about Jesus. Now, Muslim people knows a lot of stories about Jesus, not about Muhammad. Mm. But now wondering, looking back in retrospect, maybe somebody, some evangelists, some missionary people got to her.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have four sisters and I have one brother, yes.
Are they all Muslims?
They're all Muslims.
They are? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And, well, God bless you.
You broke
free from something a lot of people do not break free from.
But, you know, it's really Christianity is you got to practice. And I have become really mature. And I think the time that I put my life, gave my life to Christ, and let them really, it's a battle.
Yeah.
Our old nature always coming and fighting with your spiritual
that
life.
Happens.
You know that, and
absolutely.
I think we're all in this ship of thing, and I tell you what, I'm so thankful to the Lord that he really changed my life, and he's at work. I mean, I'm not done yet. It's like I'm hearing his voice. I'm not done with you.
Yeah.
There's so many things waiting for you.
Yeah.
And I'm teaching the Bible, and I'm thinking about doing some ministry.
Yeah.
And,
In fact, why don't we do that? We're going to put on the screen now. If you are a Muslim and you're open to talking to Farhad about this stuff, here's his email address. There's our address, pastorstudy.org. You can write us. But here's Farhad, FBARUKZOY at comcast.net. That's his email. You can send him an email, and he's willing to correspond with you because he wants to see Muslims be saved, and so do I. So if you're a Muslim out there, like Farhad said, we love you. We want you to come to Christ. We don't believe that Islam is the true religion. Christians don't believe in three gods. We believe in one God. And
absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And let me point out something. By becoming a Christian, when I came to Christ, I'm not rich. Pastor Brock invited me. I'm not getting paid. I'm just coming volitionally out of the desire that I have for God, for Jesus. And I just want to pass this message that you becoming a Christian doesn't mean you get rich. Church is going to give you money. You just surrender your life to Christ. You're probably going to be poor because people are going to mock you. People are going to make fun of you. People are probably going to kill you. But you know one thing is assured in the Bible, that you're going to be in his presence when you take your last breath on earth. You're going to be with him, and he's going to save you. That's my message today.
Good, Farhad. We just have a few minutes left, and just for people's knowledge, what are the seven pillars? There's five?
Yeah.
Oops. What are the five pillars of Islam?
Well, first, the first pillar is that you're a Muslim and you believe in Allah, number one, that there's only one God, mm-hmm. no other God. Muhammad is prophet.
Okay.
Muhammad is the final.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay to charity. You pray five times a day. At the end that you're going to go to Mecca. Pilgrimage. That is when you become Haji.
Mecca
is Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia. You're supposed to do that once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime. Here's the funny part. When they're young, they don't go to Mecca because they want to have fun. They want to use their youth, whatever that they want to do. We know that. But when they get older in their 50s and 60s, then they go to Makkah.
Okay.
That they're purified now and they're sanctified. And then.
So is that the second pillar?
Yeah, that's the fifth one.
Let's do them again.
Okay. It's believing in Allah, uh-huh. Believing in Muhammad,
okay.
Praying five times.
A day.
Five times a day.
Okay.
Zakat is a charity.
Some charity.
Absolutely. Fasting is in that. If you cannot fast, you pay charity.
Okay.
And the fifth one is that you're going to go.
Okay. Yeah.
Zakat, fasting, and pilgrim is the last.
Good. Good.
But that's called the pillars of Islam. That's the whole Islam is predicated on that. Now, if you examine each one of those pillars, requires work, effort on your part.
Yeah.
If you fail any of that, you're not going to be in heaven.
Right. You got to work your way
in. You got to think about that.
That's why we need Christ. Because if you ask a Muslim, okay, are you a sinner? A lot of them will say, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, then how do you get rid of your sin so you can go to heaven? For a Christian, it's through Christ's death. What would they say? How do they get rid of their sin?
You got to keep praying.
Okay.
And that's a repetitious prayer. Jesus came down to destroy religion.
Uh-huh.
You're saved by faith alone, trusting and believing in Jesus alone.
When they say their five prayers a day,
yes.
Are they rote prayers that are written down that they memorize?
It is in the Quran. They read it. The same thing over and over, morning, afternoon, lunchtime, and afternoon and evening in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And they have some additional prayer to please Muhammad.
Okay.
It's called Rakah. And they do that. And let me tell you, when I was in Pakistan growing up, I used to go to mosque. From a moral standpoint, I think it's good.
Yeah.
From a spiritual, no, didn't do me any good.
Okay.
I used to do so many prayer on my knees, reflecting and genuflecting that my knee got calluses. That's a hard work, brother.
Yeah. Well, Farhad, God bless you so much. We're going to put his email on the screen again. If you are in a Muslim or you have a Muslim friend and you need to communicate with Farhad, send him an email. He'll be glad to talk to you. And I'll say this in closing. 2 days ago, I was coming home from the airport.
Yes.
I get Uber. I'm guessing 50% of my Uber drivers are Muslims.
Right.
We're in Minneapolis here, and the largest concentration of Somalis is in the Twin Cities.
Twin Cities,
so,
absolutely.
So what I do, though, I mean, he's driving me home, and I tell him I'm a pastor, I have a TV show.
Right.
But I gave him a good tip, and with the tip, I gave him a Muslim tract on how a Muslim can come to know Christ. If you've got Muslim friends, go to the internet or go to your Christian bookstore, get some good tracts for Muslims, because We need to be bringing the second largest religion to faith in Christ. So God bless you, Farhad.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. God
and everybody,
bless. Yeah.
We'll see you next time on The Pastor's Study.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching The Pastor's Study. You can watch more of our programs at pastorstudy.org. We are on the air preaching the gospel of Christ because of our generous support of you, our viewers. Would you consider supporting our ministry? You may do so at pastorstudy.org or write The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the blessing of our one triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you today and always.
If you've been blessed by The Pastor Study, would you consider a tax-deductible gift to help us reach more people with the good news of Jesus Christ? You can donate at our website, pastorsstudy.org, two S's, or mail a check to The Pastor Study, P.O. Box 41294, Minneapolis, Minnesota 55441. May the Lord bless you and have a wonderful week.